we can remain open and hopeful, even in difficult and challenging times. We like to call this hopeness. Learning how to be hopeful in difficult times is an ongoing challenge for everyone. Maintaining a sense of hopeness, even during sickness or illness, can help you grow as a person and find that source of inspiration within. Blessisms challenge you to find the blessing within the life lesson or pain, which transforms them into blessisms, which is another reason why we love them so much. Accepting and acknowledging where you are on the path of life can help you move through difficult circumstances in a much healthier way. I'm Leslie Riopel with the Gratitude Project, and I invite you to relax and enjoy the blessism for hopeness, remaining open and hopeful. I bless and give thanks for all those times in my life when I lost hope and didn't feel so strong. Looking back shows me how strong I truly am and what a miracle it has been to have made such progress through the many storms in life. This is a powerful lesson of hopeness, remaining open and hopeful even in dark times. Learning how to be hopeful in difficult times is an ongoing challenge for everyone. Maintaining a sense of hopeness during challenging times has helped me grow as a person, and for that I am truly grateful. I am strong. I am empowered. I can weather any storm in life. So take a few moments now to reflect back on your life when you may have lost hope and could have used some encouragement. Thanks for joining us in Season 2. The next season, Season 3, are blessisms for self-love, body love, and confidence. These blessisms are designed for anyone who may be struggling with self-confidence, a poor body image, or even weight issues. We encourage you to continue your journey of healing with mindful blessisms for confidence, self-love, and body love in this wonderful program. Thanks for joining me on the Gratitude Project, 365 days of gratitude and mindful blessings for a happy, healthy, healed life. To find out more about blessisms, please visit our website at mindfullyblessed.com. You can also visit one of our two podcast shows, Stressed to Mindfully Blessed or Abundance Mindset. Thanks for joining me today.